Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today I'd like to offer you a very simple principle. It is in a yoga philosophy known as socha, which is cleanliness, purity of thoughts and mind and speech. Why are thoughts so important? And that is really important at the moment because if you follow astrology a little bit, we're between two eclipses. The last one just happened last Monday at 6 a.m. CE time, and it was a lunar eclipse. Before that, we had 2 weeks before that, we had a Taurus solar eclipse. Why is it so important what happens with the moon? Because we are all connected. We all share the same elements within ourselves. And everything that happens in the universe does also happen within ourselves, which means, for instance, our brain functions, everything that happens with the neurons, that is a universe within ourselves. Thoughts are so important. And many times you maybe hear people, you have to think positive. And we get really annoyed when someone actually advises us that. I give you just a challenge this week. Give it a shot. Try to control your thoughts. Try to really become aware every time when a negative thought creeps in that you can maybe shift it and pivot it. And just give it a shot to try to stay and think positive. I'll give you an example. For instance, your thoughts, they have a specific vibration. The same your speech, the tone of your voice, as well as music, as well as everything that we do, how we act, how we interact. So if I have a negative thought, a thought that, for instance, negative self-talk, and you become aware of it when you say to yourself, oh, I'm too fat, I'm too this, I'm too this, I'm not good enough. Become aware of it and shift it. Shift it by saying, for instance, I have done my best. And I will do better next time. Just being able to accept whatever is happening in this present moment, that is really important, and not what happened in the past. And being able to stay in the present, in the here and now. Now, thoughts are really important. Once we can shift our thoughts and be the pure of our mind, clean, we're able to also have this integrity and being aligned in our actions. You know, many times when people say to you, actions speak louder than words. Many people can give you great lectures, and especially in the spiritual community, I can tell you that thousands of people where we have literally spiritually bypassing, that people do not walk the talk. And I have been one of these for a long, long time. Because having had this consciousness and being aligned in what I share as knowledge or wisdom, the difference between knowledge and wisdom is that we have to apply that knowledge in our daily lives. So when I find myself being in a meeting and a negative thought creeps in, I start pivoting. And I turn it around into something positive. Any experience, for instance, which we feel like can be super challenging and very painful and hurtful, how we can shift it and change it and pretty much make a lesson a blessing. How we can say, okay, I've learned my lesson there, and I do hope that I'm not going to go through this again, but I'm aware of this now and I work on myself. You know, we're not perfect in many people's eyes and we get judged, but actually we are perfect the way how we are, and we are enough. So being pure of mind and heart and soul, and being pure and aligned on how we think, we act and interact with people, that is socha, cleanliness. and being aligned and being in integrity, which means I can preach a lot about you need to do this right, this right, this right, but if I do not walk the talk myself, then I cannot really preach it. And believe me, all of us have sometimes these misalignments, and that's okay. It just depends how we can get back aligned. I do hope this makes sense to you. And we have also Mercury in retrograde, so communication is not easy. So if technology doesn't work, double, triple, quadruple check your emails, contracts, and just be aware on how you use your words, because they can also harm. Your thoughts, your words, everything carries a vibration, a specific vibration which either comes from a place of love or of hate, or of neutrality and peace, or anger, frustration. So just becoming aware of this week. Namaste, namaha.